So the simple sitting hypnotic practice involves sitting really comfortably so that there is no strain in the back. You have the curve in the small of the back, the little curve in the back of the neck. And if you want to find your perfect comfortable sitting position, you might move the pelvis from one side to another, maybe do a little pelvic circling. And what you can do is you find the magical chair and you lean back a little bit, and you can experience a sense of being supported because the spine is perfectly aligned with itself and there should be very little in the way of the body having to keep itself upright. And it's fine to do this practice sitting against something with the back actually having support, but if not, like this. And as the body becomes more settled and the seat more stable, be aware of the breath. And this is a breath focusing practice. So with the spine, awareness traveling up and down the spine with the breath. And this coherent breathing makes it much more effective. The slower 4, 5, 6, or 7 second inhale or exhale. If you like, you can do this with the arms, raising and lowering, maybe half a dozen or a dozen times, in time with the breath, inhaling up and exhaling down. And if you're comfortable doing the slow breathing, that's fine. You can just carry on like that. And you keep this, establish and maintain this awareness of the breath in the spine. Perhaps with Ujjayi, the ocean breath, like the sound of the waves in the ocean, just a few dozen feet away from where we are now, in fact. As you do this, as you continue breathing up and down the spine, which you'll do through the whole practice, you can be aware of the space of the heart and the spine. And you can be aware of this as an oval, which may be a golden oval, perhaps another color, but gold seems to work very well for most people. Noticing this in passing on the inhale and on the exhale, ascending and descending, movements of awareness along the spine with the breath of this golden oval behind the heart in the spine. And another thing that you can do with this through the rest of the practice is to feel that this golden oval, or whatever color it may be otherwise, is very brilliant, in the sense that, like a piece of stained glass with the sun shining through it, it feels and seems as if it is radiating light. Everything else in awareness can be in the background. It could be a monochromatic grey, perhaps, but this golden oval, bright, brilliant, illuminating, and when you've established that, there are two things that you can do with the breath. You carry on what you're doing. I'll describe it before you begin. On the inhale, the awareness is going to expand so that the spine no longer seems to be constrained by this physical body, but is a much larger body. The head could be as tall as the ceiling in this hall, or even bigger, even higher. And on the exhale, the body shrinks and the awareness comes back into the space of the heart, to this golden oval. And you can feel this as an embodied sensation, that this larger body is capable of anything. This larger body that you inhale into can overcome all obstacles. And with the exhale to the golden oval in the spine of the physical body, you have this contrast. You can be aware of the whole body expanding on the ascension of the spine, on the inhale, and coming back to the golden oval in the spine on the exhale in the physical body, except it's not just the physical body, it's more than that. And the feeling of power and being able to meet, greet, and overcome any obstacle on the inhale, and that feeling condensing down through the body on the exhale into the golden oval. And do this for some time. A few more breaths like this. couple more breaths before coming back to everyday breathing. And being oriented and grounded in yourself, gradually let go of this practice.